7 heat safety tips to protect you from the Texas summer heat. Texas Border Business, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, Austin. June in Texas means the arrival of scorching temperatures and the risk of heat-related illness, so Texas State Parks offers 7 tips to help parkgoers beat the heat and safely enjoy the beauty that Texas has to offer. Last year, 44 state parks reported a total of 192 heat-related illnesses, with 10 of those incidents involving pets. Texas recorded 36 more heat-related illnesses last year than in 2023. Texans can reduce heat-related incidents this year by following these 7 pieces of sun safety advice. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. When aiming to prevent dehydration, it is important to drink at least 16 ounces of water every hour. Remember, your furry friends need water too, so don't forget to pack extra. Don't forget SPF. Applying a generous amount of sunblock or sunscreen before enjoying some time outdoors is a game changer. Don't forget to reapply every few hours and after swimming or sweating. Dress for success. Light-colored, loose-fitting, breathable clothing is key. Add a hat, correct shoes, sunscreen and wet bandanas to keep cool in the sun. For pets, hitting the trails during cooler times of the day when the ground isn't too hot protects paws against blistering. Throwing a pair of booties on pets is another helpful way to shield paws from the hot ground. If you cannot touch the pavement or ground with the back of your hand for 5 seconds, the surface is too hot for your pet's paw. Stay salty. Eating snacks keep energy levels up and replaces salt lost from sweating. Foods such as jerky, granola, trail mix, tuna and dried fruit are all great options to nourish your body while on the trails. It takes two. Two brains are better than one. It's beneficial to use the buddy system and have someone with you in hot conditions so you can look after each other on the trail. Heat-related illness is no stranger to the high Texas temperatures, so having a friend around to help recognize early symptoms can save you from getting sick. Plan ahead. Study the map and keep it close. Service in backcountry areas may be unavailable, so avoid relying on your phone for maps. Average hikers move 2 miles per hour. Remember this when planning and give yourself plenty of time to avoid hiking during the hottest parts of the day. If necessary, don't hesitate to rest in a cool or shaded area to recover from the heat. It is also smart to share your plan with someone and let them know what time you should be back before you hit the trails. That way, if you become lost, people know where to look. Protect your pup. Dogs are as susceptible to heat as their humans are, so practice good habits and make sure to bring enough water and snacks to ensure that your four-legged friend lasts the entirety of the hiking trip. Additionally, visitors should heed notices posted at trailheads about site-specific conditions before setting out for the day. Checking park websites and talking to staff are helpful resources for folks wanting to know about trails and forecasted conditions before starting their hike. Park alerts are updated regularly and are valuable resources for visitors prior to their arrival at the park. Information source, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.